going to be postseason baseball in Milwaukee. I'll tell you what, when you look at what other franchises do, what other franchises do, and what we've done the last 5 years, it's rather remarkable here in the city of Milwaukee. Rick Schlesinger is the Brewers president of business operations. We always like when he's with us. Rick, thanks so much for carving out a little time for us.
Always glad to talk to you guys.
Hey, Rick, so I think there's confusion in some quarters about the wild card round because it's changed, and division winners now, if they're the third highest record division winner, play in the wild card round, and they host all the games. Take us inside what this is likely to mean for the Brewers.
Right, yeah, it's a little bit of a misnomer to call it the wild card series because we're obviously hoping to be the NL Central champion, but the reality is having the third best record among the three division winners, we do have to play in this wild card series. We don't get a bye like the Braves and the Dodgers are going to get. So we host two out of three series, all games in Milwaukee, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. And our opponent will be determined based on which of the wild card teams has the worst record and still manages to get in the postseason. So we don't know if it's the Marlins or the Reds or the Cubs or the Diamondbacks or potentially the Giants. Again, we'll obviously take whatever opponent they give us, and it'll be a fun series. But a lot of new things with the new playoff format. Remember in the old days, not too far ago, it used to be the final game when we lost. Obviously, to Washington, who won the World Series in 2019. It's no one and done. It's best two out of three.
It's a fascinating format. It allows you to have games at home, which is great. Have you had or will you have enough time to get the signage up, get everything organized, get hats and shirts? I mean, how much ahead of that stuff can you really work, Rick, knowing that mathematically it's in your favor, but just not quite locked in yet?
Yeah, the good news is, we've had some practice over last years, and what you do is you do pre-order merchandise, and you do have to, sort of guesstimate, things. Obviously, you don't know if you're going to win the division or be a wild card. You don't know if you're going to go advance in the series and win a couple of postseason series. You always, hope for the best, but you got to plan for all options. So there's a lot of moving parts, but, we've got some experience, which is good. And you learn a little bit every time you're in the postseason, but yeah, we'll have time to have everything up. And it obviously helps if the team can, win tomorrow and, clinch at home. And then we know that we not only have secured the NL Central, but I think for Craig and his staff, it helps, will set us up for alignment for the postseason so we can rest some guys and set up our pitching rotation. And, a lot of guys are pitching a lot and they've been great, but a few days off would be great. And, so it helps a lot to line things up, but we'll be ready.
I already know the answer to this question, so I don't know why I'm going to ask it, but I will. Does it make a difference who you guys play in that first round? I mean, the Cubs would seem to have a lot more juice, a lot more excitement, but then we get a lot of their damn fans up here in the stadium. How do you think about who the first round opponent could be?
Yeah, I will be honest with you. I do think about it, and every time I think about it, I don't come to any conclusion. And I think because the reality is, a best two out of three, it doesn't really matter who you're playing. If you get a hot pitcher opposing you and they win, there's not much you can do. There's luck, there's breaks, there's mistakes, there's just fate. I mean, we have played well against great teams. We've also played, poorly against some poor teams. And once you're in the postseason, as has been proven time and time again, you just don't know. And teams with the best talent or the best record are often sitting home watching teams with less talent and less wins get into the World Series. So I have stopped, with some reservation, I have stopped trying to figure out which is the best matchup. We gotta beat a whole bunch of teams to get to where we want to go, and it doesn't really matter who it is. We have to beat everyone.
Yeah, Rick, I think one of the things we're looking forward to here is having games at American Family Field, and if you get another win, you will for sure have a game on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week and potentially on Thursday. I think fans would be interested in knowing game times and if you have a window, or I know it's all speculative based upon opponent, but how do you prepare for getting that information out, and what do you know?
Yeah, we won't know literally game times, I think, until the day before, and that's frankly because depends who the matchups are, depends on television, it depends on a whole bunch of factors and who you're playing, who the opponents are, and And like you said, we don't know what time the game is. We obviously have to staff the ballpark based on a whole range of contingencies, and a credit to our event staff that they're very flexible. But yeah, it's hard because normally we would be scheduling, all our event staff, our ushers, our grounds crew, our parking attendants, concession workers well in advance. Now we literally have to say, guys, and folks, we need you for Tuesday, Wednesday, and potentially Thursday. I just don't know when we need you, but please be available. And to their credit, fantastic. They've all stepped up. And they're excited too, and it's a challenge, but this is a first world problem, frankly, for us to be talking about logistics for hosting postseason games, giving that problem every day.
So tickets are going to be available, limited number of tickets. What's the easiest way for people to get in touch with you guys to try to grab some of those tickets?
Yeah, the best way is online, brewers.com, and one thing our fans have done quite well is they know how to navigate the website. Tickets are very affordable. They're essentially close to regular season prices. We intentionally wanted to make these tickets affordable for all our fans who have supported us all year. It's not, helpful for them all of a sudden to see sticker shock. So we have some tickets that are $30, tickets that are $35, tickets that are $40 for a postseason game and all the excitement. It's great. And again, looking forward to filling it up. And there are tickets available. We're selling them very well. We had a lot of pre-sales with season seat holders, but we have, enough tickets to go around for people who just want to see one or two or three games. And again, the tickets are affordable, they're available, and we're looking forward to having a lot of people here for those games next week.
Going to be a supercharged atmosphere at American Family Field. Brewers.com, check it out there. Rick Schlesinger is the Brewers President of Business Operations. Rick, thank you so much.
Thank you.